Drunk, I wonder if you got like a really good fortune in there. Maybe you should check out your fortune.
Yeah, let's check that out.
Ooh, you got your lottery numbers in there, probably.
Yeah.
I should probably play those. Usually I play them with Keno, but I can't go to the fucking bar.
Maybe this will be like a testament to how 2021 will be for us, Drunk.
A big fucking win.
Do you think 2021 is the year we finally win, Travis?
2021. The year we finally win.
It's 8 o'clock. A wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
Internet radio program. New year, new us, Drunk.
So I gotta say,
yeah,
I'm glad we took last week off.
Oh yeah,
because if we would have had a show last week, I'd have been a total no-go.
A no-go.
Yeah.
Well,
I was.
We did
I,
drunk.
I was runny. I was coffee. I was.
Oh no, drunk.
Achy.
Oh no, drunk. Did you have it?
The world will never know.
The world?
Yeah.
Guys, joining us this week, a very special guest from the Fernicast, our good friend Dan Fernicase is here. Hello, Dan.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Dan, I think Drunk had the COVID. I think that's what he's telling us.
It sounds like Drunk had it. I mean, it would make a lot of sense for Drunk to have had COVID.
Well, you
right?
know, at work, we have a pretty strict don't ask, don't tell policy.
What do you mean?
So we only work with like 9 or 10 people. So if somebody has to take 2 weeks off because of illness, it's not good.
Yeah, and so you just don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell.
See what I do, Drunk, at my work. They send out an email that says, "Hey, this person that you work with, they got COVID, but they were here like a week ago. They worked an 8-hour shift." And they didn't talk to anybody. So you're all fine. And that's every email. I get several a week.
They didn't open their mouth. They didn't pee.
Right. This person came into contact with no one.
They didn't leave any of their lunch in the refrigerator.
Right. Right. They didn't use a drinking fountain. They did nothing. They went in their office and hid.
They made us cut off our drinking fountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't take a fluid nor leave a fluid.
They made us go to the, you know, like the 5-gallon drum buckets of the, where you got to press the thing for it and you got to get a cup.
Like at prison where they have a yard boss sitting there with a dipper and he just dips you out a cup.
Dan, coming up after the break, we are going to be talking to Jeff Rhodes. He's a musician. He's in a rock and roll band called Them Damn Kings. Dan, I wanted to talk about bananas.
You always got wild stuff to talk about. Bananas, ferrets.
The fruit. Bananas, the fruit.
Yeah, bananas, the fruit, Dan.
Aren't they supposed to be going extinct?
Fucking bananas are going extinct, Drunk.
And like in 20 years, the bananas that we know now are going to be completely different than...
So, Drunk.
I put the cart before the horse, I'm sorry.
In the goddamn 1980s, we had these big-ass yellow bananas.
Right.
They were called Gros Michel bananas.
Okay.
And in the 1980s, they started getting this fungus. And see, what happens is the motherfucking banana farmers, There's different kinds of bananas.
Oh yeah, there's lots and lots of kinds of bananas.
But the goddamn banana farmers, they all just decide on a banana, and they make fuckloads of it. That's why bananas are so goddamn cheap, because they're like, hey, let's just make millions of this one kind of banana.
But with that being said, there's bananas are only produced in like a very small part of the world, right?
But like huge things, all of the same banana.
Right.
So if like the bananas start getting sick, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Because all the bananas get sick because it's all the same goddamn banana.
Right.
And so in the 80s, wiped out bananas. They were like, we need a new banana. What are we going to do? And so they tested several different kinds of bananas to try to figure out what the banana was going to be.
Right.
So bananas used to be good.
So supposedly that's why the artificial banana flavor is so vastly different from, you know, when you eat a real banana and it just fucking sucks. But right. When you eat a banana candy, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Well, apparently that is like the old banana.
So like we have no frame of reference on.
So a banana Laffy Taffy is what bananas used to taste like?
Yeah, bananas used to be good.
Huh.
But what happened?
And well, they're okay.
That is the Gros Michel banana, right? Am I wrong there? Or am I getting two different banana stories conflated?
They were big and they were delicious. And they tasted like banana flavor. But they didn't. So they got a new banana. And the way they decided the new banana was, they were like, okay, this new banana, it isn't good. It tastes fairly bad. But it does turn yellow. And people are fucking stupid. And so, like, we could have delicious bananas.
Right.
But they don't turn yellow. They stay green. And people will go to the supermarket and see these green bananas and say, oh, I'm not buying
this shit. I only buy green bananas anyway.
They'll think they're some kind of piece of shit plantain. Ain't nobody wanting to eat a plantain.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I heard in like 20 years, all bananas are going to start tasting like plantains.
Well, maybe. I'll just fucking kill myself then.
See, because what's going on now, Dan, there's a new fungus, and it's wiping out bananas again. Okay, these new bananas, what are they called? They're Cavendish.
They're like Cavendish, yeah, Cavendish. Why do we know so much about banana?
I watched the whole fucking thing, Dan. I'm like a banana expert.
Oh, is this an HBO Max?
It was on YouTube. So we got Cavendish bananas, not because they're the best bananas. They could very easily have made other bananas, but they were worried you wouldn't buy as many, Drunk. It worked. They got a good, 40 years out of them. And like, we're still buying bananas. Isn't bananas like the number one thing that people buy?
Well, if you go to fucking Smoothie King, there's only two smoothies without bananas in them, so, which drives me crazy.
Wait.
Yeah, it's the base of every smoothie. It doesn't matter what the smoothie is, it has a banana.
Is it because they're gooey?
That's why I get the Peach Slice Plus.
Or is it just because it has like a nutrients that are good?
I think it's part of the potassium.
Oh, the potassium.
Yeah, according to Space Coast, they are a good source of potassium.
Like you said, it's kind of like peanut butter. It's a good consistency to mix with the ice to make that smoothie consistency.
So, Drunk, you said that there's only two that don't, and that pisses you off. Do you not fucks with bananas?
No, I like bananas, but when you put bananas in a smoothie, that's the taste that overwhelms every other taste.
I mean, it's not overwhelming taste.
It 1,000% is, especially at Smoothie King.
I mean, you put some chocolate in, you're going to taste chocolate.
Now if there's bananas in there, you're mostly going to taste bananas.
We're going to have to figure out this new banana thing.
And, you know, they should probably put it to a taste test.
Yeah, like, don't you think that, like, they could just do some banana commercials?
Or, you know, why can't they just make it like apples to where you can just, like, buy different kinds of bananas?
Well, how about, you know, it's funny that you bring up apples. I know you're all fans of apples.
Who doesn't like apples?
We're just talking about, you know, bananas being shitty, but they're yellow. Is there a worse apple than a Red Delicious? That is the worst fucking apple.
Yeah, fuck a Red Delicious, damn.
I don't know. I like the Red Delicious.
They're red, and that's it. They are the least apple tasting apple.
I'd rather have a Red Delicious than a Granny Smith. The Granny Smith's too sour for me.
Well, that's a baking apple. Drunk, come on, you're comparing apples to apples here.
No, I like a hybrid apple.
Out of a Fuji apple, and Dan? You tell me you'd rather have a Red Delicious. I'll call you a fucking liar.
Yeah, like when you go to the store, they got those apples that are sort of red and sort of green. I like those. Those are good.
No,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you can call me a liar all you want.
Fuji is just kind of red.
Like, are you familiar with the vodka brand 360?
Yes.
So 360 makes a Red and Delicious vodka. Man, that is so good. Just because it's
right, but now you're comparing vodka to apples, drunk.
Well, but here's the thing. So
we just got through saying that banana flavoring doesn't taste a fucking thing like bananas.
But tastes like the old bananas.
Hear me out, though. So most apple flavored vodka is like some sort of green apple flavor, because I mean that's what. Whenever you hear apple flavoring, they're gonna green apple. But I like red apples better than green apples. So when they came out with this Red and Delicious vodka, man, that's my shit. And he mixed it with a little bit of apple cider, which I'm pretty sure they use Red and Delicious apples for apple cider, too.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I think that's made up.
I mean, I think they use lots of different... I mean, in fact, I've got a bottle of cider downstairs that's from some weird colonial era apple that I'd never heard of. They're like, it's America's apple. I'm like, I've never heard of this fucking apple before.
So, Dan... Don't you think that in lieu of just finding a even worse banana because it turns yellow, like we could just do a couple PSAs or commercials or put a fucking sticker on it that says, yeah, this isn't going to turn yellow. Don't you think we could do like the bare minimum of fucking PR and just have a good banana for a change?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would be one of those fun, you know, like it's green, don't go bananas kind of
thing.
Well,
you know,
sure, yeah.
It's 2021.
Monkey mascot.
It's easier to get the word out nowadays.
Sure.
Than it was in the 80s, you know.
But I think
why don't we have this is the age of social media and every show on TV is some sort of competition show. Why don't we let America decide what we want? Everybody goes out and buys the banana of the week. And we vote on it. And we all say, this is the best banana of the week. And then at the end, it's like, what's it going to be? Is it going to be the standard Cavendish? Or is it going to be the newcomer? But whatever I don't know any other type of banana but Cavendish and Gros Michel.
Right. Well, that's because they only make a shitload of these one bananas. So, like, all the other bananas are pieces of shit because you like, can't get them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like,
well,
why?
You know who's going to end up deciding where all the money goes? Chiquita and Del Monte, because those are the only two fucking people who fucking
right, and they're gonna make another even worse yellow banana because they think we're stupid, and they're probably right.
We are stupid. We are dummies, but we're not dumb that I think that we like a good tasting food, no matter what it looks like, right?
We liked the way bananas tasted so much that we literally overthrew governments of countries that were going to nationalize their banana.
Banana wars, yes.
That's where the term banana republic comes from. It's like we overthrew the elected leadership of those countries and installed our own public governments.
They're like, are you going to raise the price of bananas? Well, fuck you.
Guess what, pal? We got nukes. I don't think we had nukes back then. But
we like our cheap bananas. So much that we'll go kill for them.
Yeah,
nobody's starting a war over a Cavendish banana.
Right, they're shitty bananas. We've passed on to our children that bananas are good, and so it doesn't even matter that bananas aren't good anymore.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that's just always.
So do you think it was a gradual thing, or was it like an overnight that these bananas?
It was overnight. They changed the banana to a different banana because the fucking Gros Michel got wiped out by this fungus. And now the goddamn Cavendish are going to get
wiped.
They're gone. They're gone.
Why didn't people notice or say anything?
No, they noticed. I guess they couldn't do shit about it. Yeah. What are they going to do? Not buy bananas?
See, this is about the time that there was like, everybody was way too busy doing coke to give a shit.
I just want a banana that's ripe for more than 3 days.
Being like, hey, my banana tastes weird, mommy, and I don't give a shit.
When I get a banana, it goes from green to yellow to brown in 3 days.
Well, these new ones are going to be from green to green to green to green to green to green. They don't change, but they worry.
As long as they don't fucking turn brown like immediately.
Damn, that is a good idea, though. We could have like a America's Next Top Banana
The masked banana.
Have people,
everybody's eating bananas. We don't know what kind banana. Of banana it
like,
is.
Like almost like the a Lay's competition.
Oh, like choose the next chip?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, like where you get to, you write in your flavor, and then the winner gets a, like a, that's how we end up with ketchup-flavored potato chips.
The best is the all dress. Go Canada.
So, you know how there are a lot of Christmas songs that mention chestnuts, and chestnuts are just something associated with Christmas time? Have you guys ever had a chestnut?
Never once. I've smelled a chestnut candle.
I don't even know what a chestnut looks like.
I have a chestnut dresser.
Well, I got curious this year as well. I said, I hear about fucking chestnuts all the time. You know, and I've actually seen, I remember them in stores when I was a kid. There's like a box of chestnuts with like a scoop in them, and you just fill a bag up and they weigh it. And so I was like, I want to get some chestnuts. Well, apparently the chestnuts that we have now, like in American chestnuts, were awesome. They were like smaller and they were like pretty sweet. So they were kind of like a dessert chestnut, like the really good.
Man, they're like, and looks then like they come in this like mossy substance. Crazy.
Well, in the 40s.
Oh, in a mixed bag of nuts. I've seen those chestnuts. Those are hard to get into, Dan.
Yeah.
Is that why you roast them?
Well, are you sure you're not confusing them with hazelnuts? Because they look a lot alike when they're in their shell. But chestnuts are bigger and they're like kind of flat on one side.
Oh, no, these look like hazelnuts.
So here's what I'm saying about the it's a lot like what the banana situation was. In the 40s, the American chestnut got hit by what they call the blight. And they all died. There's no more American chestnuts anymore. All the chestnuts that we get are either Italian or Chinese, and they are $11 a pound.
So, like, we can't even grow them anymore?
No, because, like, apparently the American chestnut tree all had the blight, and it's all dead. It's extinct.
Well, Dan, what the fuck's a blight? I'm sorry if I'm a stupid man.
It's just like whatever this disease, that's just what they called it, I think.
Is that what the bananas are getting?
But blight is, imagine North City, that's a blighted area.
Oh. So it just means they got shitty and they don't grow no more.
Correct.
Okay.
So
yes, they die.
We can't transplant an Italian or Chinese tree?
Well, we can, but those are a different chestnut. I'm talking, these were American chestnuts.
I get what you're saying, but
variety.
If we grow them locally, they can't be $11 a pound, right?
Well, no. I don't give a fuck about the price. I'm saying no one has tasted an American chestnut. You hear all these songs and all this romance about American chestnuts. I bought some chestnuts. I ordered them online because I wanted to roast some fucking chestnuts for my kids.
Sure.
You know, like a goddamn American.
Right.
You know, I wanted to feel like Nat King Cole for one day of my life. So I fired up my Traeger and I roasted these chestnuts and they're good. I mean, they're like, it's not like nutty. They're not a crunchy nut. It's like meaty, kind of chewy. They weren't bad.
Like when you roasted them, they got chewy?
Yeah. So what you do is you carve a deep X into the shell and then you roast them hot for like a half an hour and they kind of split a little bit open. And then you peel a shell off and you break them up. You cut them up and they're just like a chewy kind of, like I said, they're kind of meaty nut. It's not like a crunchy, you know, like anything like a walnut or an almond or anything like that.
Hmm. Could you like put it on a salad?
You could. And I've heard chestnut stuffing is really good. But that's the other thing is like all these old ass recipes that call for chestnuts call for American chestnuts, which were like sweet and apparently like God's chosen nut. So we don't have access to that. You, like what I did was I took a bunch of I poured like half a cup of maple syrup in a saucepan and just like got it all like hot and bubbling to where it caramelized a little bit. And I poured it on top of the chestnuts and then I put some cinnamon and like some sea salt in there. And that was really fucking good.
Huh.
I mean, they smelled good, but it's just, doesn't it piss you off to know that you'll never have an American chestnut?
Well, yeah. Now that you say it, yeah, it sure does.
Like, I want to bite into a banana and I want it to taste like a goddamn banana Laffy Taffy.
Well, maybe the next banana, Dan, maybe we'll figure this shit out. Maybe we'll get better as a people and we'll realize our bananas don't have to be yellow. We just want a good banana, right?
Have you ever had that 99 bananas?
The what?
99 bananas.
It's too many bananas.
Oh, this is a different type of vodka?
It is.
I'm not really. I mean, I think I have had it, yeah, but.
Dan,
it's awfully strong.
You ever watched Big Mouth, the program on Netflix?
only the ads I've seen for it, and so, then when you know, like when you're scrolling through Netflix, and the little thing starts to play before you skip off.
The boy has like a hormone monster. It's like his imaginary friend that it's kind of like a that's what she said imaginary friend monster that just like makes everything a sex reference, right? Drunk right. does that only with vodka.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've never talked about vodka more in my life. Like, I am a hobby.
Drunk you know, is a vodka big monster.
Interest of mine, you know, cocktails. And I've literally never talked about vodka more than I have tonight on this podcast.
Dan's like, I like red apples. And Drunk's like, they make an apple vodka.
I guess Dan's more of a whiskey guy.
My wife had a miscarriage. Well, you know, that reminded me of this vodka.
So if you mix vodka with a little bit of Bailey's and a little bit of Badur, they would call that a fucking stillborn.
Badur? Did you say Badur?
Midori.
Oh, Midori. I didn't. That was just like a glob of consonants. I couldn't catch what you had said.
Midori?
Midori. Yes. The melon.
Yes.
It tastes like melon.
And then you gotta put a little Bailey's, Midori, and grenadine with some vodka.
And then it all a miscarriage.
Congratulate. Yep.
My wife's fifth miscarriage is what the name of that
Midori
cocktail is.
That's what you would have named the child.
That's what it looks like in the glass is a miscarriage.
Oh. Green? Just like brilliantly neon green.
It's like green and red, yep.
That's disappointing. Mm.
Was this like and a Martian miscarriage? That's the name of the drink is right there. It's a Martian miscarriage. I named the drink. Let's go to break.
I really love you and your animal. I want to walk you both inside. I really love you and your animal. At your assistance, we'll walk. You, me, and your boxer named Todd.
You wop bop bop do wop bop bop.
WFOD.
Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos? No.
Now, back to good, wholesome, politically correct entertainment. Oops, wrong station.
If you want your Affliction shirts back, you gotta come get them. Strangelabel.com.
Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
God is dead and the snow is falling. Temperatures remain in the teens, and we remain condemned to exist on this frozen hell. Be sure to give a little extra time to arrive at your destinations as inclement weather is expected. And extended periods of time alone in your car will give your mind plenty of time to contemplate the big lie. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
We'll be right back. Guys, welcome back. Our guest is a multi-instrumentalist from the band Them Damn Kings. Their debut album coming out hopefully soon if shit ever goes back to some semblance of normal. Jeff Rhodes is on the program.
Yeah.
You're a touring musician, and you also work in like the you tour like as your day job too, don't you? Aren't you like a engineer or something?
It's been a nice long year off.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, has this like just totally fucked you in all ways you could possibly be fucked?
I'm getting it in every hole in my body right now, man. It's fucked, man.
So you made this album, and I imagine you need to tour it, you know, to get the word out about it.
Yeah,
being a new band. So is it just delayed indefinitely until you can get out on the road?
The good thing is there's now no toilet paper shortages here anymore. I get to wipe my ass with the record, so.
So
it's it came out it didn't come out. That's it. I got everything back from mastering like literally like a week before we all went into the COVID crisis lockdown here, and it's just for the whole freaking year, man, we've just been sitting here like, what the hell are we gonna do with it?
So do you just start writing again, or are you making new stuff? Like, by the time you
I've been
can even
a lot.
I know the feeling.
I've been tinkering around, you know. I didn't want to get back into kind of working on new stuff, and the next idea is, you know, everybody lives so far away from each other. Ryan's out in he's out in Spokane, Washington, so it's pretty difficult for us to get together and actually make some music, and a lot of the times we'll just kind of present ideas, but you know, we've all kind of agreed the next time we go into the studio, we just kind of want to go in with a clear mind and just kind of Led Zeppelin style it, you know, a couple riffs here and there, you know, and just that's how we really want to make the next record, is just kind of everybody in the same room, same time, and whatever's coming out is what's coming out.
And are you afraid that, like, you'll separate yourself from the music that you haven't been able to put out yet?
It makes sense. You know, I think it's, you know, this is what kind of sucks about it. You know, I'm a very kind of firm, you know, when we make the music, that's what's happening at the time for us, you know, or for me or whoever's, you know, kind of getting down on it. So it's, you know, for me, the record, it's already kind of like that. It's past, you know, and it's already time. In a normal world, you know, we'd be on to a new record already now. But I got to keep remembering that nobody else has heard this thing yet. Right. So,
I got to imagine that's really weird. Or is it
weird, man?
Or is it not weird? I imagine that some people make stuff and it takes a long, you know, like when people make a movie or something, it takes years, you know, to post-production and all that. Like, when you finally get it out to people, are you even there anymore?
You know, I mean, luckily we're not geniuses like that. it didn't really take long to make, for me especially, it doesn't really, I'm lucky enough and fortunate enough to have the studio in my house, and so when it comes time to make music, it's just, you know, it's a very, very straightforward process. It gets on the tape, it gets mixed, it gets the mastering, it gets done. You know, I don't think it took us, you know, once Ryan got out here to lay down the drums, I mean, from the time he laid down his drum tracks to the time it was going into mix was maybe less than a week, you know.
How'd you hook up with Ryan?
So I've been the sound guy with Lacuna Coil for about 13 years now, on and off, really. But majority has been with Lacuna. And he started out as their drum tech. And he ended up becoming their drummer maybe two or three years after he joined as their drum tech. And I don't know what the hell happened, man. You know, we became... you know, I talk to the guy every day, you know, I'm sure I'll be talking to him right after we get done with this tonight, you know, and, he's my, over the phone drinking buddy right now.
So you're a front of house engineer. So you're in the like the sound booth, like in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Excuse my ignorance. I don't really know. Like, so you, I guess you make sure that everybody sounds even. Is that what you're doing?
I just try to make them not sound like shit.
Right. So you're mixing stuff to...
We've all seen the guy at Riverport that does basically what he does, I think.
You know, I just... I turn everything up as loud as it'll possibly go, and you know, I make it even louder.
Yeah, Spinal Tap, crank it to 11. So is there any words on when he can start doing shows again, or...?
Oh, man. You know, this is... It's every time something's been thrown on my plate, it gets taken away again. You know, we had some stuff lined up for... what is it? End of spring, early summer. That went away already. I just got some words about some September runs, but who knows what's going to happen here?
I think Kiss just played in Dubai drunk. I heard that on Sirius XM. Kiss was rocking in Dubai.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, Jeff, just head on over to Dubai.
Let's pack up the weed, the women, and the booze, and let's go to Dubai.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi.
Spend the whole time in prison.
Here we go.
So when you recorded this, you recorded it kind of all together. It didn't have like a, you know, all
it didn't. So, you know, when I did the EP, I did everything on the EP. We did an EP a couple of years ago, and that kind of has led into the, I guess, formation of Them Damn Kings. You know, I was out on tour and there was a support band we were with called King, KYNG. And I had all but kind of given up, man. I put my guitar down for quite a few years there. You know, just life really kind of took a bullshit turn. Yeah, I just lost all inspiration. And, you know, there's really been nothing that I was really inspired about. And, you know, I remember the first day on tour, and I rarely, you know, go and listen to support bands when we're out on tour. And it's not for the fact that I don't want to. It's just, you know, when you're out running around and you got all this stuff to do, it's like, you know, it's shit, and I got to go get dinner, or I got to get, another 40 minutes of sleep in here. Or, you know, this chick's really hot and I need to go with her for a minute, you know. But this band, the second I heard them, man, I just remember, you know, they hit the stage and I went bolting up the, you know, out of the backstage area. And, you know, every night on that tour, I watched those guys and, you know, it just really, really inspired me again. And, you know, we were all sitting backstage one night and the guys in King were jamming and they had next to guitar. And I sat down, I just started jamming with them. And then it was like I never stopped, man. I came back off that tour. I made the EP and I just kind of put it out there for my, you know, kind of my own thing. And then, you know, the guy who's managing me now, you know, listened to it and offered to, you know, help me out and turn and became my manager. And now I've got all these great guys behind me, you know, really, you know, just helping this whole project out. And I played the drums on the EP, but I'm a fucking terrible drummer. So, you know, this time around, I really wanted more of a live band situation. So I just, you know, Ryan was just exiting Lacuna Coil. It was about that time, you know, I gave Ryan a call, say, hey, man, you want to fly out here and, you know, do the record. And, yeah, sure. He was on the next flight out and, you know, we made this, we made the record together and, now it's kind of, you know, we're like that now. And, I think we're really, there's something happening now. So I think we're really trying to move forward, pretty hardcore with this. It's just a matter of, you know, especially with the times now of actually getting together and, you know, sitting down and jamming. I mean, it's difficult to move around this country and the world right now, you know.
If anything, it's good that you fell back in love with music again. I know that sounds corny, but
no,
to lose it get it back is probably pretty great.
It's one of those things, you know. I started out, you know, as a musician, and you know, I played in a lot of local bands in New York and New Jersey, and a friend of mine wanted to kind of get into something else, make some actual money. And a friend of mine had a small audio rig at a club in New Jersey, and he was selling it. And, you know, it kind of came with the club gigs. So, you know, next one thing led to another, and I started doing you know, audio gigs there, as well as, you know, I'd be, you know, playing with the bands, you know, there. So, you know, one thing just kind of led into another, and it was like, hey, man, you can rent this stuff out. All right, well, I'll rent this gear out. And I just bought more gear. And then somehow I became a sound guy. And then, you know, I got married and divorced, and that just went all to hell.
Sure,
and,
yeah.
That's about the time I kind of gave up, you know, women.
So you don't have to, you can just fall into being a sound guy. You don't have to go to technical college or anything.
Yeah, I guess, man. I mean, you know, I blew up a lot of sound systems in the day before I figured it out, really, you know, and it just happened like that. I don't know what happened, you know, and it's interesting now, because when I get interviews for, you know, the audio work that I've done, you know, it's funny because I guess it's almost the same with music. It's like, I've always kind of got this less is more kind of thing, you know, where it's, you know, I grew up with the analog gear, not so many toys.
Yet. Right.
Do with what you had, you know, it's like, I got a Laney head and a guitar. That's what I play. Man.
In this age now where everything is like, I crave imperfections, which is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I'm listening for it. Like, I'm like, God, I just wish somebody would screw up something somewhere, like just for a second. Don't make it a train wreck, but would it just be great?
Yeah, no, I understand, but you know, that's like, dude, going back to like the Beatles, man.
Yeah.
Like, come the fuck on. There wasn't, you know, they had what, 8 tracks, maybe 16 tracks. I mean, you had to fucking learn the song and play it, you know.
Right.
Now it's, you got unlimited stuff with the Pro Tools, and that's not how I approach things. You know, I don't know why the picture's so blurry in the background, but you know, I got my analog console sitting right here, and it's 32 channels. And that's, you know, even though I'm running it into a Pro Tools rig, it's, you know, that's it. I limit myself to 32 channels, and you know, there's fuck ups and everything on the record, you know, and That's what I grew up with. It's rock and roll. You know?
Jeff, we have a live chat. The show is going out live right now, and somebody in the chat room wants us to ask you if you're a vegan.
If I'm a vegan?
Yeah.
That's, wow. So the one person in the world who knows me is actually...
are you actually a vegan, Jeff?
How you doing? I am... I've faltered here and there, but I've tried to stay as true to not eating animal products as best as I possibly
shit
can.
Drunk.
Yes, that is true.
Jeff's a vegan. I guess that's why somebody's asking it. Maybe they looked it up, or maybe they just lucked
true
out. Now, Jeff, when you play a concert, what do you do with your wallet? Is your wallet in your pocket? Like when you're on stage?
I don't even have any money, so I don't.
Do you leave your wallet backstage?
A fucking year.
Wait, you don't even have a wallet?
Wallet, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Money clip, nothing.
This is it, man. This is my little.
There you
that's
go.
That's all I got, man. I got my little like.
He's got like a. Know, is that like a guitar money clip?
More than $100 on this card in my. My whole whopping dollar, and that's it. So
we need to get some fucking live concerts back, Jeff.
Hey, amen.
It's no big deal if that gets lost.
I was about to say, usually you go to a good 10 concerts a year, and this year you've just been
nothing.
Now, this is the most money I've made in my entire career, so I'm holding on to it, man. I wear, the pants I wear on stage don't have pockets. So the majority of the time I'll leave my, my dollar and my card in, you know, either in the backstage in my little backpack or suitcase, what I've brought in, or
right,
if, you know, sometimes in a van or the bus or whatever we're traveling around with. But, the majority of the time, I mean, go take it, guys. You're going to get a dollar and a maxed out credit card. So it doesn't matter to me.
So, Jeff, where should I send people? Them Damn Kings. I think you search it on Facebook. It looks like that's where you're most active.
You can find us everywhere. It's we're on Facebook. It's just Facebook / Them Damn Kings. Same with Instagram and pretty sure we got a website somewhere. I don't know. The card may be maxed out again, so I don't know if it's up at this moment. But it is themdamnkings.com. Hopefully it's still up at the moment. If it's not, let me know, and I'll make sure. Actually, I should really check on that and make sure that that's still up at the moment right now. But so you can always get us at Facebook or Instagram or what other platforms are we on? I think we're on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, man. You know,
Mike, was that song you brought us back from break on? Was that Jeff's song?
Yeah.
Dude, that was sick. I fucking love that. That was awesome. I'm going to definitely download that.
All right on, man. Thank you, guys.
Jeff, we appreciate your time, man. It was fun. When the album finally comes out, we should do it again, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, it should be out. I think we're looking for maybe May. We got to find out what's happening with the COVID situation.
Right. Yeah.
We hear you, brother.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you down the road.
Take care. Dan, I like Jeff.
He's good.
Jeff was great. He was happy. He was smiling. He was funny.
He's got a dollar.
He's charming. He's a dollar, guys. That was amazing. Oh, that guy. I was just going to say he should do a Chinese democracy thing and just work on that album for 20 years.
I think he did like everything on it. Or I guess the Lacuna Coil guy drummed on it, but like he does everything. He's the guitar player and he's a Renaissance man is what he is, Dan. Oh shit, you know what?
I guess Shannon don't like vegans.
Dan, I'm going to edit this out, but I'm pretty sure we talked to his PR guy and he was going to play a song. I wonder if he was sitting there with a guitar and was going to play.
Oh shit.
Call him back.
I fucked that up, Dan. That would have been great.
Damn it, that would have been great.
Fuck.
Call him back.
Call him back.
I'm not going to call him back.
He's a good guy.
It'd just be like, hey, Jeff, you want to play us a ditty, buddy?
I wasn't going to have you, but if you want to, you can play us a song.
Fuck that up.
It was cool that he did video.
Yeah.
And
big ass soundboard behind him. It was pretty impressive.
It was impressive.
Don't you want to just fiddle with those knobs, Dan?
I always feel guilty. I did, actually. Do you guys feel guilty when somebody's on camera and you're not? I always feel like I should be.
No, we're an audio medium. Yeah.
I know, but when you're talking to a person, I just feel like it gives you some kind of power over them when they can see you, but you can't.
I like having that power, though.
I know, and that's what makes me uncomfortable.
See, Dan, you got to be comfortable with your power.
With your sociopathy?
I don't know that word. See, Dan uses his power of vocabulary.
Just snarl?
So Shannon wants to know if you feel guilty when you watch porn. I guess because you can see them diddling each other and they can't see you.
Oh, but that's different because they're live. I do feel guilty when I'm talking to a cam girl. I feel like she's there against her will.
Show me your butthole.
Well, I just feel like if she could see me, she wouldn't want to be there.
I'll send you a tip.
Maybe.
Dan, it would have been really cool if he would have played a song.
Oh, man, that would have probably been the best musical episode of WFOD that I can recall.
I fucked up, Dan.
Man, he's not going to want to come back.
Here's the problem, though, Dan. There was one time we had a band on, and they told me that they were going to play a song. And then when I asked them, the singer was like, oh, my throat hurts.
Yeah, I don't think he'd have done that to you.
I remember that. What was that band? I can't remember what the band was. I remember when that happened, though.
The Wilderness was the name.
Yeah. That wasn't what I was thinking, but fuckers. I agree.
Yeah.
And it didn't really feel like, it felt like it was a lie.
No, it was definitely a lie. He's a liar.
He was just like, you're not important enough for me to sing to.
Yeah. He thought the interview was whack. He thought that I was a bad interviewer. And he was like, I'm not going to give this guy the joy of my voice.
I mean, that's what he said on Twitter afterwards.
He's a fucking amateur.
Yeah, he's an amateur. He's a
fool. Well, you're still trying to find your sea legs at the time, I think.
My sea legs? I had been podcasting for like 6 years.
Still trying to find those sea legs.
I'll get them one of these days.
You know, that reminds me. Well,
I was about to say, for the first 5 years, we didn't interview anybody.
I'll tell you what, Dan. 11 years in, and I'm still forgetting to ask musical guests to play their music.
But I don't think you've ever missed the wallow question, and that's really what's important.
That's why we're all here.
Absolutely.
I don't think we've ever had.
Did you guys
straight up? I don't have a wallet. Oh no, that's not true. John McAfee, he didn't have a wallet. He actually thought that I was a fucking idiot for asking him about wallets.
He's like, I have Venmo, douche.
Yeah,
it's 2020, dude.
He's like, I'm a crypto guy. I use crypto. And I was like, yeah, but how do you buy a pizza?
Do you know what they call the thing that you keep your crypto in? A wallet, John. They call it a wallet. A Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah.
You fucking moron.
Oh, you mean that app on my phone? The wallet?
Yeah. Hold on. I have a... Hold on. This is...
My wallet?
Is Jeff calling back?
I have that one. No. No, I fucked up, Dan. Dan, do you just play a song instead, I guess?
I don't have a guitar out.
Dan is one of the best singers I know.
Dan.
If I could turn back time. If I could find a way.
Drunk.
Did you guys know that Cher makes a vodka?
Cher vodka?
Everybody makes vodka, bruh.
Drunk, do you have...
The Rock came out with that tequila.
Well,
I haven't tried. I think
George Clooney had a tequila company and he made like $1 billion selling it. And so now everybody has their own the best alcohol. Like Metallica has a whiskey that listens to Metallica music, Dan.
Blackened. I'm not going to.
The best celebrity vodka is Puff Daddy's Ciroc.
Did he sell it for $1 billion?
Well, it's the best tasting.
Oh. Have you tried them all?
That I've had. It's better than FN. It's better than
the one that you sell for
$1 billion.
Ryan
Reynolds has a gin.
That Crystal Skull vodka, fucking gross.
It's not good. It's in a cool...
The bottle is fucking sweet. Cool bottle, I like the bottle.
But the definition of vodka is that it is odorless and flavorless. Like, it legally has to be those things, unless it is like one of those flavored vodkas, which follow under different set of rules. So, I mean, like... How can it be any grosser than any? That's why, like, if you're buying a super expensive bottle of just plain ass vodka, you're a moron, because it's not any better than a bottle of Potter's vodka.
Well,
you can get $11 vodka is the same as a $90 bottle of vodka.
That's
by law.
You buy the Dan Aykroyd vodka one time to get the bottle. Yes. And then you just buy cheap vodka to fill it up with.
Yes.
No, because there's definitely, you can't tell me there's not a difference between Burnett's or a Country Club and fucking Grey Goose or a Kettle One.
There is not. I mean, but they can't do anything to make it taste like anything. Like, it's just by law, vodka is defined as having no flavoring agents whatsoever.
There's a vodka law, Dan?
There's a shitload of laws for alcohols and how they're classified.
Yeah, like bourbons can only be single malt.
They have to be 51% corn mash.
Yeah, mash.
They have to be aged for 4 years in new charred oak barrels.
And bourbon can only come from Kentucky, right?
No, bourbon can come from anywhere. Actually, that's it used to be, but that was never like an actual law or anything like that.
Gotcha.
I am to booze law what Charlie on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is to bird law.
Dan, I think that this is probably one of our more educational episodes. I think that people are going to come for the rock and roll man that we talked to, and they're going to learn shit about
bananas and vodka.
And vodka.
They're going to learn a lot about vodka.
And sure. They're going to leave here satisfied. That's
and
the
if you
dumb
take anything
fried
away from this,
promise.
I want you to take away chestnuts, guys.
They're roasting on an open fire.
Don't get them or still get them?
Yeah, I say get them. But don't think like, this is just okay. I don't know what all the fuss was about. You just, you should eat a chestnut and then get mad that you'll never have an American chestnut.
You said that
chestnut.
They're meaty. Now I'm curious.
I know. I'm going to put them on like a sandwich or make
it's like a
make
chewy.
A butter out of them.
Oh, yeah.
It, like I said, it's
butter.
Not, you know, like when you eat a cashew and they're crunchy.
Like a
every,
spread.
All nuts that you know are crunchy, right?
Sure.
You know, like it's a crunchy nut, but these are like a chewy nut. It's a weird, like I said, I've never had a nut like that before.
I'm going to order some as soon as this episode is over. Chestnuts.
I got mine from, this is going to sound like a joke, nuts.com.
Is nuts.com real, Dan?
That's an actual thing. My aunt swears by that place.
Nuts.com. I got them. So I did. So here's the thing. I was working. I worked 3 weeks of night shift, and I left night shift, and I stopped at every grocery store in the large by Wyoming standards city that I was driving through on my way home chestnuts. Milk they didn't have it in any grocery bears. Store, so I ordered it on nuts.com. Get back to Worland. They have a big old fucking box of chestnuts in the grocery store, but those are like $14 a pound, and I got them for $11 a pound at nuts.com. Oh, that's right, nuts.com. It's the place for chestnuts.
Use promo code Furnicast.
Furnicast 20.
So now, Dan, do we want
dried or the fresh?
Dried or fresh chestnuts?
Oh, you want fresh?
Okay.
Because then you'll carve your X in the flat side.
Okay.
And you'll roast them at. I did mine at 425 for half an hour.
They're out of stock,
dude.
Dan.
10 months. Sorry, this item is out of stock. Won't have any till Monday,
Holy
November
shit,
1st.
We won't get them for 10 months.
Oh, God, can you imagine how good those nuts are going to taste when you finally get them in your mouth?
Dude.
You have to enter your email address to be notified when the product becomes available. I'll fucking do it.
There's like a nut release list that you can be a part of.
Yeah.
How weak is that?
I just signed up for updates on when fresh chestnuts will be available, Dan.
It's because they have to import them from either Italy or China. China.
Now, Drunk, let me ask you a question. I imagine that Dan has already shared his pick of the week with us. It is chestnuts, which you now cannot get for 10 months. But just remember this episode, guys, in October. Drunk, what's your pick of the week, buddy?
Drunk's pick of the week. I fucking did it. I fucking did it, Mike. I am the winner of the podcast league, and y'all can lick my fucking balls.
Drunk won, Dan. He's the champion, and I have to PayPal him.
Is that the most painful part of all, Mike?
I was ranking the people who made the finals as to like how much I didn't want them to win, and I think Drunk, I wanted to win. No, I would have rather Travis won. And Drunk was second. And
who
John
was last. Who
John
did you
Myers,
hate the most?
I didn't want him to win at all. So I'm glad that John Myers.
Jim, won. Jim was third for you, I guess.
Oh, Jim was in there too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Dan, I'm going to be honest with you.
He wasn't even worth you talking about just now, Mike, Dan, on your list.
I think that. Okay, I would rather Travis won most, then Jim, then Drunk. That's fair, right?
I was rooting for Jim.
For Jim too, Dan, now that I'm thinking about it.
The first round was Jim versus Travis and me versus John. So you were obviously rooting for me in the first round.
Yeah, to beat John.
And then I beat Travis in the championship.
Yeah. And then I was rooting for Jim to also beat John, which I don't think he did.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been in the finals because my running back scored 55 points.
You got Derrick Henry or something?
No, he had Alvin Kamara. And then he got COVID, Dan. That guy had a hell of a week last week.
Yeah, it was like his farewell tour.
Mike, you got a pick of the week?
You know, I'll go ahead and say them damn Kings.
There you go.
I'll be a suck up.
Jeff was a good guy, dude. He was fun.
And they got that single out, which we played, and the fucking
that
album
was great. While you were playing that, I was like, I hope this is Jeff because this is fucking great.
Yep, that's him. Actually, I think that's a whole bunch of hymns, Dan. and he was going to play for us, and I fucked it up. So, guys, we'll be back next week. Dan, thanks. Thanks for Dan.
You're my hero, buddy.
For filling
thanks
in,
for having me. I always have so much fun talking to you, knuckleheads.
Oh, shucks.
Well, that's it. Happy birthday.
They poured across the border. I was cautioned to surrender. This I could not do. I took my gun and vanished. I have changed my name so often. I've lost my wife and children, but I've many friends. And some of them are with me. An old woman gave us shelter, kept us hidden in the garret. Then the soldiers came. She died without a whisper. There were three of us this morning. I'm the only one this evening, but I must go on. The frontiers are mine.
You really want to know, don't you?
I do.
You keep typing and deleting and typing and deleting like you don't know what to say to this man.
Is he, are you talking to him right now?
Yeah.
Get him back on. Just be like, dude, just play us a fucking song, Jeff. And then you can edit
just,
it in.
I just typed in, were you ready to play a song? And I bonered up asking you to.
And is he going to reply like, hey, I'm actually getting drunk with the guy from Lacuna Coil right now. delete my contact.
No, he genuinely sounded interested in coming back on. So.
I'm so curious.
He was a nice dude.
I'm curious, Dan. I won't be able to sleep tonight not knowing the answer to the question.
And that somehow makes it better for me. As an audience member.
I think
member.
If he says I wasn't ready to do it, I'll be so satisfied because then I will have just had ESP and know. Oh, he's typing for so long, Dan. It's such a long... Didn't know if I was meant to play or not, so I had it all ready to go in case. No worries, though. It was fun.
Oh, shit, Mike. Now, yeah. Man, don't you wish you didn't know?
There were three of us this morning. I'm the only one this evening. But I must go on. The frontiers are my prison.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Il est mort sans surprise.
soon will come. Then we'll come from the shadows.
I want you to know it's over.